الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، second reminder on marriage, do's and don'ts. Very simple, like most useful things, it's very simple, and that is do the unexpected and do the unnecessary. And I mean both of these in the most positive sense possible. Do the unexpected and do the unnecessary. What is expected? That you will give a gift on a birthday or on an anniversary. What is unexpected? That you will do that without there being a particular date to be commemorated. So don't wait for birthdays and anniversaries. Give a gift to show your love for your spouse. What is expected? That the husband gives the gift to the wife. What is unexpected? That the wife gives the gift to the husband. So do that. What is unnecessary? Showing of affection frequently is not essential, it is not necessary, but it does wonders. It is the unnecessary which is unexpected and which gives you the aha experience. If you don't believe me, then instead of giving your wife a bunch of flowers, give her a bunch of bananas. The bananas are far more nutritious. They're full of vitamins and potassium and all kinds of good stuff. But see the reaction you will get. And that's not because all women are insane, but it's because anyone who gives a bunch of bananas is insane. The point is that something which is unexpected is what gets you the brownie points, which is that's what gets you the appreciation. Saying thank you when you didn't need to say it. Giving a gift when you didn't need to do that. Writing a letter when you did not need to do that. Going and visiting somebody when you did not need to do that. What's the key phrase? When you did not need to do that. You all are very good at telephoning people and writing emails and asking for questions and asking for this and asking for that. But how many of us just write a mail and say, I was just thinking of you, and this is to say that I was thinking of you and I was making dua for you. I hope you're well. I've got no reason to call. I mean, you don't say all of this, but I'm just saying that there's no reason why you had to do that. You didn't need anything. You didn't have to ask for anything. But you did that because you just thought of that person. Absolutely underlying platform on which all of this runs is ikhlas and sincerity. None of this can be faked. And if it is faked, then people see through that absolutely clearly. Just think of the people who think that throwing money will solve their problems. They bring gifts for their spouses, for their children. But the children and the spouses see them for what they are, which is they are excuses, placebos, they are things to take attention away from the fact that you didn't have the time to spend with the family. And it hurts. People may even accept the gift because people are intelligent, so they don't want to. You know, why would you refuse a gift if your father or your mother didn't have time to spend with you at your, especially at significant moments, but they want to give you a Mercedes instead? Well, you know, Mercedes is welcome. But the point is that the value of spending that time with the family at a time when it was important far outvalues that Mercedes, believe me. There's actually a disease which is now diagnosed and given a name, which is called affluenza. It's the influenza of the affluent. People who are sick because they have so much. I was reading a report which said that the number of young people, number of children, who are in depression and clinical depression who are undergoing treatment in Delhi, children from very affluent families. And the case study which was with it talked about one girl whose complaint was that her father gave her a sports, Mercedes sports model, just like that. And that was her complaint against her father. Now, for somebody like me, this makes zero sense. So, if anyone is planning to give me a Mercedes sports model, most welcome, please feel free to do that. I will certainly not complain. But I'm saying for people who have that much of it, stuff no longer has any value. And if people and parents think that, our spouses think that giving yet another Louis Vuitton handbag or giving another Rolex watch or another the latest iPhone or whatever makes a difference. It does not make a difference. For the spouse, your presence, your expression of your love, a kiss, a hug, has far more value in a good marriage. That has far more value than some piece of material that you might bring, usually to solve your guilty conscience. So all of these band-aids to salve for the guilty conscience, believe me, they are visible. They are visible. You can't hide them, and it's ugly. It's not nice. So do the unexpected. The unexpected is that you spend time together. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the husband who wakes up for tahajjud and then wakes up his wife. And Allah loves the wife who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up the husband. Now just think about that. Allah knows best. Maybe there are many people like that in the world, but I don't know. But I'm saying that why don't we become among those? Why don't you become the husband who wakes up his wife for tahajjud? Why don't you become the wife who wakes up her husband for tahajjud? Think about that. It's so beautiful. Again, unexpected. And unnecessary in the sense of it's not fard, but that's where the reward comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come down onto the first heaven, and He doesn't announce who is there, who needs anything from me, let him ask, I will give. Allah does not do this for Salatul Fajr or Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it at the time of Tahajjud. When you are doing something which you need not have done, that is where you get the maximum reward. That's where you get the maximum reward. What you have to do, you have to do. Certainly, there is reward in that, in the sense that yes, if you fulfill your duties, alhamdulillah. But its medals are given for going over and above your duty. I mean, this is actually these are standard words in any citation for any medal of valor or bravery or whatnot, to say that he or she did over and above their duty. So it's not just a matter of duty. Duties are things that if you do not do, then you get punished. But you don't get medals for that. You get a salary for that. That's the zero level, right? Less than that is culpable. But you come up to that level, that's fine. You're still at zero. You want to go beyond zero, then you have to do more than what you need to do. You have to do more than what duty demands. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and to fill our lives with nur and barakah on that basis. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.